Thank you, Mr. President. We welcome the report of the Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan documenting the large scale of gross human rights violations, dire humanitarian and security situation in the country. We are alarmed by reports of the range of conflict-related abuses, including sexual violence and sexual slavery, abductions of women and children, systematic political repression in South Sudan. We are also deeply concerned by precarious health and humanitarian conditions, which have had devastating impacts on children. Ukraine condemns in the strongest terms the ongoing forced recruitment and the use of children by armed forces and groups. The state's child protection systems must be strengthened. Bearing in mind the current human rights situation in South Sudan, the credible UN human rights monitoring mechanism is needed. Thus, Ukraine strongly supports the renewal of the mandate of the Commission on Human Rights in this country for a further year. Finally, we call on the government of South Sudan to investigate all allegations of human rights violations and abuses, as well as related crimes, and to hold those responsible accountable. Commissioners, as South Sudan's transition nears completion, what immediate steps can the international community take to prevent further mass violence and accompanying gross human rights violations? I thank you.
I thank you for your declaration.